Thanks for listening to this Arrow FM podcast, shared on accessmedia.nz with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Hey, hey besties, Monica Ferguson here, and welcome to World Domination. This is a safe space for absolute legends who are bold enough and brave enough to go within, to recreate their belief system, to aim high, to chase their wildest dreams and become everything that they are destined to be. This is a space for people who are serious about growth, about healing. We talk about all things mind, body, spirit, and we have the courage to go further than most people even dare to dream. Welcome, let's get into it. Hello, hello, beautiful people. Monica Ferguson here, and welcome to this week's episode of World Domination. And I'm very excited to talk about fear. Maybe it doesn't seem like it would be that exciting of a topic, but when we understand how much we miss out on because we're afraid, like, it is actually insane how much more we could have and be in our life if we didn't allow fear and the fear of what could happen to hold us back. Okay, so in this episode, we are going to explore how to navigate fear, how to handle fear, so that we can actually get the shit that we want. Like, this is the key here. This is the key. And one of the most important things, and the thing that has made the biggest difference for me, is to understand what fear actually is and to cultivate an entirely new relationship and definition with it. Because I feel like we are not taught at all. Firstly, we're not taught what fear is, and then we're not taught what to do about it. So what we see everywhere is that the moment that discomfort comes up, the moment that the fear of rejection or the fear of failure or even the fear of success is actually a really dominant fear that a lot of people have, because it's unknown, right? So the moment that these fears come up, we hold back. We go, oh, the familiar feels more comfortable. Yeah, in the moment when you're sitting with someone and you could speak your truth and be vulnerable and open, it feels more comfortable to stay in the safety, right? And be like, they can come to me first. But as long as you're operating like that, as the old version of you, you're not going to get the things that you want. And we can look into our lives and see what our track record is. We can see the state and the level that we're operating at based on what's showing up, right? So what kind of relationships have you had in the past? Like, are you happy with them? What kind of relationship with money do you have? Or impact, or your work, your goals, your dreams, your friends, your health, your self-love? How do you feel about yourself as a person? You know, it matters so much. And so often we could have these big breakthroughs very, very, very quickly, but we choose to avoid facing a moment of discomfort and fear, which then holds us back for our entire life. And let's stop that, because honestly, as like the beautiful heart-led people that you are and the difference that you're here to make, like, you need to be empowered. And so we need to not be letting fear stop us. So let's crack into what fear actually is. And it might surprise you a little bit, because I know that when fear hits and you get triggered, it feels like it's the end of the world. And I was actually talking to my friend about this a couple of days ago, and we're both like massively into, you know, personal development and stuff. And we were saying, like, it'll be so funny to reflect back now on how it was at the start. Like, you know, 5 years ago, 7 years ago, 8 years ago, the things that used to take us out, we probably wouldn't even notice now. Because what happens is, once you kind of master it, right, you get better. You get better at handling it. You get better at riding the waves. You get better at moving through things. And also you get less avoidant. When you know, like, oh, there's something there, it feels really scary, but if I allow it to be there, I accept it. In this present moment, I learn what it's there to teach me, then we can move through so quickly. And I mean, like, we can create massive breakthroughs in like an hour when we have the courage to actually face what's going on. Imagine that, a lifetime of holding back from receiving the things that we want because we're just avoiding some discomfort in the present. And culturally, especially in New Zealand, this is what we are taught to do. You know, there's a reason we have such a big binge drinking culture. It's avoidance to the max, right? It's way easier to come home from work and have some drinks than sit with your real feelings. You know, like, because in the beginning it is so uncomfortable. Let's be real. Like, if I go back to when my personal development journey started seriously, like when I got really real about it, it would have been 2019, I reckon. And my coach at the time, who was savage, yes, he really called me out for being busy. So my avoidance mechanism was constant busyness, right? And this was my mask of choice. Now, there are so many ways that we distract ourselves from being present and dealing with our stuff. Busyness is one of the most common because it also is sort of glorified, right? Like, we can feel good, like, look how productive I am, look how busy I am, when actually it's avoidance. That's what it is. And so, like, that's one of the ways other people, you know, people use alcohol, people use drugs, people use relationships, dating apps, social media, anything. You can stare at a screen for, you know, 8 hours a night and then never ever sit with yourself or reflect on anything, or just be busy all the time, even if you're doing good things. It's like, you know, if we're not taking time to reflect and sit with our true selves, then we're never going to break through. We're never going to be more than what we are right now if we're not willing to confront the parts of us that are keeping us where we are. And the journey never stops, right? It's not about we need to do more to be worthy or to be good enough. It's actually the exact opposite. We're coming at it from this state of, like last week's episode, right? Knowing that we're worthy now. We are worthy now. And because we're worthy now, when we come at it with that self-love approach, it means that we're able to actually confront and face things with love. Things that we may not have been able to face before when we were sitting under a lot of shame. Right, like when you already feel shame and not good enough and unworthy, and then you start unpacking the self-sabotaging tendencies you've had, or the fears, or the things that you've done that you're not proud of. Like, it's really hard to hold that when you're already beating yourself up. And that's why I speak so much about self-worth, right? Starting from that platform that we are worthy now, we are good enough now, and because we choose to love ourselves and show up for ourselves and bring the most light that we can into the world, because we choose to do that, then, and because we love ourselves, then we take that love and we have compassion for ourselves as we explore what's going on within us. Okay, so here's the thing, right? Recap for those of you who are first here, who are new here. Okay, so the mind is made up of the conscious and the subconscious, right? The conscious mind is 5%. And the conscious mind is this, what I'm using to speak right now, what I'm thinking about, you know. Think of it like, in my study, they talk about the conscious mind as the goal setter, right? The conscious mind decides we're going this way, we're doing this. And the subconscious mind, which is 95%, is the goal getter. So the subconscious mind, its job is to go and get whatever you're focused on. And this is so important to understand, right? Because for so many of us, we are not focused on what we want. We're focused every day on how crap everything is. And then we focus on it more and more and more, so then our mind will go and bring more evidence of that to us, which then validates our belief, right? And it expands and it expands and it expands until we're living in this world that's so crap, and it's like it's so hard to imagine that it could be different. But it's not the external world that's the problem, it's the internal world, right? The external world will change when the internal world changes. And because the subconscious mind, its job is to keep us safe and alive, right? And so when you think about that, it's much safer to stay in the familiar and the comfort zone. Even if that comfort zone has been full of trauma and abuse, from a survival point of view, our subconscious mind knows already how to protect us in that situation. It knows how to survive, right? So it actually feels safer to the mind for us to stay where we are now than to take a big leap of faith and step out into the unknown, where there are, you know, limitless opportunities for risk or danger. We have no idea what it could be. So the mind will work really, really hard to keep us where we are because it's trying to keep us safe. Now, this is where it is so important for us to understand how fear works, okay? So when we understand that our subconscious mind literally doesn't want us to move from where we are. So let's say consciously we've decided, actually, I was so inspired by a podcast, Mon. I've decided that I'm going to step up in my life and I'm done settling for average relationships. I'm done with this job that I hate. I'm actually going all in. I'm pursuing my dream. Boom. Glorious. Beautiful. So consciously you've said, right, and you've gone through my goal setting process, right? And you've decided, okay, this is what we're going to do by this date. Boom, let's go. So immediately your subconscious mind is going to be like, oh, don't like that. No, but it's not safe. And it's going to hit you with all the resistance in an attempt to keep you safe. Now, this is where fear kicks in. This is fear, right? So immediately, so we've decided to take a leap of faith. We've decided to choose consciously to move differently. We've decided to be vulnerable in our relationships. We've decided to pursue our dream. We've decided to expand our capacity to receive much more money and to be bold enough to even believe that that's possible, right? And so the resistance is going to hit us immediately. It's going to challenge us. And this is where so many people fall down because we get triggered. It doesn't feel nice, right? And because our mind knows, it knows us so well. It knows what it's going to take to stop us. And so two things need to happen here. One is we need to understand that that is what the mind is going to do every time because it's wired for our survival, not our happiness. Okay, so you've got like the soul part of you that knows that it's meant for so much more, and you've always had this feeling and you knew that there was more and that you're meant for more. And then there's your human part of you that's like trying to keep you safe and alive. And so what happens is there's this sort of tug of war, right? Where you know that you're here for more, but you feel safer in the comfort zone, in the familiar. And this is where the real work starts, right? Being bold and setting goals and stuff is amazing because it sets that momentum in action. But what we do next is what separates the men from the boys. Because when that fear kicks in, when we understand the process, it makes it easier, right? Not easy, but easier. So the amount of times that I've caught myself being like, okay, my nervous system is freaking out because I'm growing. And it's taken me a little while to remember. Because when your nervous system is like panicking and all this fear comes in, all these insecurities and all this fear of like, what if this happens or I'm not good enough or whatever, it's so easy for it to feel real. It's so easy for us to give in and buy into those feelings and those stories when actually they're just old feelings coming up, right? And then we get to choose how we respond to them. Now, allowing them to be felt and witnessed is really important because so often what happens is this stuff comes up, fear triggers, and people go, oh, screw that, and they shove it back down. It's like too hard. But if we were to go, oh, yuck, all this stuff's coming up, I'm just going to sit with it. I'm just going to understand. Okay, cool. So this is obviously coming up because I've decided that I'm going to grow. And so this is my mind like panicking as because it doesn't feel safe anymore because I'm leaving my comfort zone. So I can be so proud of myself that I am like brave enough and I'm leaving my comfort zone and moving into a new state. So I can honor that this is all part of the process. How can I support myself through this? How can I show up for myself, right? And that's the first step, is understanding the fear. And the next part is, what do we do about it? Because when we can do both, so when we can honor the feelings, the triggers, the fear, all of those things that come up, that is so important, and it creates safety in your nervous system and your body. When you don't run away from every uncomfortable emotion, it actually teaches you that you're safe. And that's what is required, right? Because the mind needs to feel safe in order for you, for it to support you. So as you teach your mind, like, it's just a feeling, and you allow that feeling to move through you like a wave, right? It's like, oh, I didn't die. Like, I felt all of that fear and all that insecurity and panic and like, oh my God, how am I going to pay my bills and how's this going to happen? And you allowed it to just be there, and it dissipates. And it will dissipate quickly when you can allow it to be there and do what you need to do. Like, process your emotions. Like, go and hit something if you need to, like a boxing bag or something, you know, or journal or sing or go for a run or whatever you do that helps you to process emotions. Have a big cry and a big bath. Like, honestly, those things help me so much. But just feel whatever it is that's coming up, feel it and allow it to move. That's the key. Okay. So when you're doing that, you're honoring the emotion that's coming up. You're creating safety in your nervous system. Like, this is the key. You're honoring that, and then you're also putting good things in. So you're creating, you're literally starting to show up as the new version of you. Right? And this is because the law of attraction states that like attracts like, right? So when you start embodying this new version of you, guess what? You start attracting new things. And because your mind, your subconscious mind, has this process called generalize, distort, and delete. And this is basically the filtration system that your mind uses to navigate your life, because there is so much information constantly coming at us that it physically can't process all of it. So it needs to find a way to like filter down. It's like there are millions of pieces of information that hit us a second, and our mind can only process something like 132. So the way that it chooses where our focus goes is based on our belief system. Right? And remembering that 95% of our mind is unconscious. So it doesn't matter if you sit around saying, you know, I'm so amazing, like affirmations, if you don't truly believe them to your core, because your mind is going to filter for what you dominantly believe. So this is why it's so important that we face what's actually there, right? Because if we're in our head being like, oh, no, I'm worthy. But every time something happens, we get super triggered and we feel like we're not good enough. That's actually what we believe. But then those feelings come up, and what do most people do? Shove them back down. Avoid. I'm going to go have a drink. I'm going to go download another dating app. I'm going to go get busy and distract myself. No, that's the exact opposite. What you've just done is push those feelings and those stories and those beliefs back down into your mind, where they're going to continue to run your life. Why? Because your mind is 95% subconscious. And those feelings and things just gave you an opportunity to release them. And instead of finding the courage to sit with your true feelings and beliefs, you shove them back down again and ran away. And this is what almost everyone does. And it requires such courage, okay? So when those feelings come up, I want you guys to remind yourself of this process, right? That your mind is going to resist the change because it's there to keep you safe. So the two of the tools that I love the most to support people through this process is EFT tapping, emotional freedom technique. And I talk about this in every episode, but it is literally life-changing, because what it does is it works with your nervous system. So let's say you're feeling like really scared about, oh my God, how am I going to survive? I don't have enough money. So if you go onto YouTube, this is all free, right? If you go onto YouTube, you can type in tapping for fear of money. Now, there's a guy, Brad Yates. He is amazing. I do his videos all the time. Yates, Y-A-T-E-S. if it was for you, if it was money, that's the example. He has this awesome video, and it's like, he has heaps of them around money. His whole sections, and he has videos around not feeling like you're going to survive and stuff like that. So when your nervous system is in a really overwhelmed state, you can literally just follow him along, and it's just tapping on the different meridian points. So like above your eyebrows, by the side of your eyes, you just follow him. Really gentle, very powerful and very effective. So there's that. And then the other one that I love is hypnotherapy. It is so quick because it goes in at the subconscious level, right? And the subconscious is 95% of our mind. So why wouldn't we use subconscious tools? And that's why I created my I Am Worthy Beyond Measure hypnosis, right? That you guys can get in my online store. It's only like $22 because it's starting to reprogram you for worthiness, for being good enough, for confidence. All these things, these are the limiting beliefs that hold everyone back. But like I just said, if that is your dominant state at your subconscious level, then you're gonna continue to attract things to you that prove you right. So it's so important that we shift those internal beliefs to knowing that you're worthy, knowing that you're good enough, feeling confident, feeling abundant, because then you start attracting evidence of that. Your mind literally will start filtering to prove you right. This is how important it is that we actually start really aligning our subconscious beliefs, because this is where everything is coming from. 95% of your mind is subconscious. And you know, when it comes to success in any area, 80% of your success is going to come from your beliefs alone. 80%. So we're out here hustling, working constantly, dragging our butts around, trying to make stuff happen, trying to force it to happen. But think about this. If you work 100 hours a week and you decide, I'm starting this business, it's going to happen, it's going to happen, it's going to happen. But internally, you feel like it's not safe to be seen. I was criticized as a child for having ambition. So internally, you know that there are going to be negative consequences of you being successful. Let's say your money story, right? Let's say you were raised in a family that taught you that money is the root of all evil. Only greedy people have money. And you're out here trying to build a business where you actually create wealth. But the 95% of your mind doesn't want you to be abandoned by your family. So it's going to sabotage you. And so this is why it is so important that we have the courage to look at what's actually going on. Because until we take our power back and do, we're going to continue to create what we've had. And what you have in your life right now is showing you exactly where your like state is, where your thermostat is in all areas of your life, where you feel most comfortable. And you can change that whenever you want. But it's not going to be that easy, right? Now, it's also not going to be that long. It doesn't have to take you forever. But it's really a courage thing. Like when you, for example, let's just talk about money, because this is one that comes up heaps. A lot of people don't want to rock the boat, right? So like, let's say you've got a dream, but it's going to require you to risk some stuff, and you're used to your very consistent, stable paycheck. Like maybe you hate your job, or it's not fulfilling you at all, and it's, you sort of are getting some money, but not the wealth that you actually desire, not the wealth that would really enable you to impact people in a really amazing way. But you settle because it feels safer, right? It feels safer than taking a leap of faith. Now, let's say you decided, actually, I'm going to be a millionaire. I want to create my business. I want to help people. I'm going to be a millionaire by the end of next year. Let's just say, okay. So your mind is going to go, oh, shit. Like, because the version of you that's a millionaire is very different to the version of you now. And so the growth, there's going to be a growth period, right? For you to grow into that millionaire version of you. Now, the first thing that's going to happen is your belief systems are going to be presented, your fears. It's all going to come up out of your subconscious mind. And this is where we get to work. So you, like we've just talked about, you go, oh, there's some resistance. There's so much fear. Okay, but don't worry, because Monica told us that fear, it's not real. This is all just emotions within you, right? So what am I going to do with this fear? Okay, I'm going to learn from it. I'm going to validate it. I'm going to find out where it's coming from. Like, for example, let's say the story about your family hating wealthy people. Let's say that was true. So let's say you've decided, right, I'm going to be a millionaire by the end of next year. And the first panicky thought that comes up is, what will my mum say? And all these fears and all these flashbacks to things that have been said, right? So this is your opportunity to really support yourself and really reflect on that. Really sit with it, really process your feelings about it, and then decide, what are you going to do about that? Are you going to let that stop you? Or are you going to reframe it in a way that actually serves you? Because actually, if you have more money, you have more money for your family as well. You can benefit them a lot more. You can prove them wrong. But if you feel like my whole family is going to be like so unhappy with me and it's all going to be like awful if I'm successful, then that belief will stop you from being successful, no matter how much effort you put in, because your subconscious mind is there for your safety. And if it feels like it's not safe, it will not allow you to move forward. This is how powerful you are. Isn't that cool? And it's like, this is where courage kicks in. Your ability to look at every area of your life and question, why am I doing this? What's underneath that? Like, okay, so I'm in this relationship that really doesn't fulfill me and I don't feel safe and I don't feel loved and I don't feel supported. Why am I staying? And the answer to that question, if you can be honest, the answers will set you free. And usually it's fear. Fear of the consequences, fear that there will be no one else. How am I going to survive financially? All these sorts of things, right? But as you sit and reflect on those things, you take your power back, because every single one of those things can be figured out. But not if it's unconscious, not if you're not bringing it to your conscious awareness where you can actually look at it and feel the feelings that need to be felt and do some hypnosis or do some tapping or do some journaling or go for a workout or talk to a friend or whatever it is that you need to do to help you move through it. Okay. So just to sum up, you guys, fear is not real. Right now I'm saying that if you're getting chased by a lion, like, you know, we're not talking about that. I'm talking about the internal fear that stops us from doing the things that we want to do, that stops us from receiving the love or the money or the visibility or getting the impact that we want. And we're not going to do this anymore. Right? Just because a lot of people choose to run, we are not like that. And I'm telling you right now, you can absolutely move through this stuff. Is it going to be pleasant? Probably not. Is it going to be worth it? Yes. Because think about this. You only have to move through these things once. And then, I mean, there'll be more layers that will come, right? The more that you grow, there'll be another layer. That's the fun part where you're like, what? I already dealt with this. But the resilience and the strength and the emotional intelligence that you build by facing these things is just incredible. And because as you're changing and growing, your life is changing and growing. So you'll notice this very quickly, that as you do internal work, your external world will start to change. And for the spiritual people, like, this is the law of attraction, right? It's actually quantum physics, but that's the law of attraction in action, because you're attracting to you what you are. And what you are is dominantly in your subconscious mind. And because your subconscious mind is filtering, like I said, via that process of generalize, distort, and delete, it's going to bring to you, it's going to you're going to filter your life for what you're dominantly choosing to be. So this is the power that you have to radically change every area of your life when you are courageous enough to learn how to work with fear and understand that those fears and things, they used to protect you. So you're not at war with yourself. It's actually the exact opposite. I want you to soften into love and self-compassion, where it's like, how can I support myself more? What do I need right now to make myself feel safe? It becomes like a dance like that with yourself, right? And that's why self-worth, self-compassion, self-love, it all comes first, because it's all an extension of that. So, my friends, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for showing up for yourself. I hope you have enjoyed this message, and please reach out to me for any one-on-one support, or check out my self-study program, Untamed, which will help you set goals and set focus and forward momentum. I'm so happy that you're here. I will see you next week.
And that is a wrap. Thank you for showing up for yourself, for being here. And please let me know your aha moments. I want to hear all about them. For extra support, make sure you're following me on TikTok and Instagram at The Monica Ferguson. Check out the School of Greatness for self-study courses. And of course, if you want one-on-one mentoring, just DM me and I would love to have a chat with you. Go and slay the day. Thank you for being you. See you soon.